Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited for this week's topic, time to win souls. It is time to win souls. We must be intentional and make time. Use our time, our areas of influence, our networks to win souls. It is time to win souls. We want to start by inviting you out for a big Easter resurrection service that Celebration Tabernacle Church is hosting. And it's going to be on Easter, April 20th at 10 a.m. And the location is the Space Coast Convention Center, which is part of the Holiday Inn on Tucker Lane in Cocoa, by the intersection of 95 and 520 in that area. We're going to have a dynamic Easter play called Follow the Yellow Brick Road. So we want you to come out, to invite your family and friends to come with you. We have a powerful praise and worship team. We have dance ministry that's going to be in place. Come on out and celebrate the resurrection with us this Easter Sunday.
Time to win soul. Soul winning is the heart of God. John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So that verse there, verse 16, tells us God loved the world. And he doesn't want to see no one lost. So he paid a price in order for the world to be saved. He gave up his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus laid down his life for the souls of men. So it's time to win souls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's time to get busy. The blood of Jesus Christ is shed, and we're coming into Easter, and it's so good to talk about this. Easter has no meaning without the meaning of redemption. Redemption is what makes Easter, Resurrection Sunday, meaningful.
He didn't come for condemnation.
Yeah.
He came for redemption.
Redemption.
So we must keep that in our heart when we are meditating on the point that it's time to win souls. In verse 17 of John chapter 3, it says, "God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." So it's the love, it's the compassion, it's his mercy, it's his grace, it's his goodness that draws men onto repentance. So let's be mindful that we are showing those qualities as ambassadors of Christ here in the earth. Time to win souls. So what's our first step, strategic step to win souls? That is to pray. We must pray for the souls of men. And we're going to look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at verse 1. "Therefore, since we have this ministry, yes, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart." Just that verse alone. If we go over all the mercy that we ourselves individually received from God.
Yes.
We know what we've been through. We know how many opportunities that God gave us, opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. He continued to hold his arms open wide when we just rejected, were hard-hearted, stiff-necked and such. But his mercy, it was his mercy. He waited in his mercy. He waited for each and every one of us to come into relationship with him. So we have to have that same mercy and compassion for other people and not lose heart. What does that mean? Don't give up. Don't give up on your loved ones. Don't give up on those around you. God, he was merciful unto us, and he is merciful unto them, and we must be merciful unto one another.
Never give up. Pray every day and be vigilant in what you, in your needs. And it's a mandate from God to win souls. So we pray every day. And I know we tend to pray for ourselves because God is our Father and we want to tell him our needs. But we should really also pray for others. This way, when you give to others, then it comes back to you twofold. And the devil will try to keep us from praying. He might say to us, oh, you don't have time to pray. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, you got to do that. We have to constantly and
be vigilant.
I'm sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. In praying and asking God to save souls. And when we go out, let's spread the light. Let people see God in us, not just by what we do, but what we speak, and keep our conversation with Christ centered so that people can see us as the ambassadors for God.
Verse 2 tells us, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So we're renouncing, we're putting away the things of shame, the things that are causing destruction, the things that are causing despair. We put those things away. We veer away from craftiness. We handle the word of God with care. It's the truth. It's not to be compromised. It's not to be negotiated. We continue to walk. It's telling us to handle the word of God properly, and it will manifest. The truth of the word will manifest, and our conscience then will be clear in the sight of God when we're doing all that we know to do, and we're doing it to the best of our ability. God, his grace, his mercy is sufficient. Verse 3, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. So there's a group of people of which the gospel is veiled.
Yes.
So when we think about the verse, the veil, a veil is something that covers, that goes over the eyes, that goes over the senses, goes over the nose, goes over the mouth. It covers the senses. It veils the senses. So it causes separation between the person and the good news of the gospel. And gospel means almost too good to be true news. So there's a veil. There's a separation. And it's veiled to who? Those who are perishing. Because
yes.
If the veil was lifted, they wouldn't perish.
Come on. So they are in a situation, and that's why the topic on this week is time to what?
Right.
To pray, mm-hmm. and we praying mm-hmm. so that veil will be what? Lifted. Mm-hmm. That's our prayer. Mm-hmm. So our prayer is focus. So we're not praying aimlessly. We are praying specifically, because if the gospel is hid, it is only hid from those who have this veil. Mm-hmm. And those who have this veil, they are what? In a situation to perish. Mm-hmm. So how we get them out of this? How we get this veil lift? By praying. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And we know when Jesus died on the cross that it says that the veil of the curtain was torn from
Come
the
on.
Top unto the bottom. So any separation between man and God, it was destroyed on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, when he was crucified, it says that it broke. And in the tabernacle, there used to be a place that was the mercy seat, and then there was a separation between that most holy of holy part and where people could enter into. But that veil has been taken away. That's why the Bible tells us in Hebrews that we could boldly now come before the throne of mercy.
Grace, yes.
We can receive grace in our time of need, not when we think that we have it all together, but when we are in need, that there's nothing separating us to be able to come unto God. So the veil that's before those who are perishing was put there by the enemy. So how do we come against the enemy spiritually?
Yeah.
So we pray and we petition for the veil to be lifted, because it already is so through Jesus Christ.
Right.
The
yes.
veil has already been torn. So there's nothing now to separate us from the love of God. There's nothing to separate us from Jesus Christ for us to be able to freely come to him, except the scheme of the enemy that brings deception onto people, and then they perish. But Jesus came, the opening verse, John chapter 3, verse 16, was that so no one can perish.
Amen. I'm just going to give you a couple of verses of encouragement. It encourages me, and I want to share it with you. It's 2 Corinthians 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even mm-hmm. though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That really blesses my heart. In other words, always live for what's coming. Don't live for what's on now. Think ahead. We have blessings coming. God promised us a world of blessings in the hereafter, in which things are just temporary. Sometimes you say, oh, this is so bad. Oh, that's so bad. Just stand firm and just look forward to the things that are not seen, and don't be bothered by what you can see around you.
Amen, amen, amen. And as we look back in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, mm-hmm. to tie into that verse, Emily, whose mind the God of this age has what?
Blinded.
Mm-hmm. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So the craftiness of the enemy, the devil. And he put us into a stupor. And our mind are blinded so that we cannot see the revelation of our future. We cannot see that. The plan of the devil is to not let us see our future. Mm-hmm. And our future is revealed through the word of God mm-hmm. every day. Mm-hmm. We have a hope mm-hmm. in the word of mm-hmm. God. But the devil has blinded our mind and our eyes so we can see it. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, it's like a veil, like a smothering blanket, like a smothering garment that he puts on people, the enemy, so that we don't see. Our help that is right there. Because it says if we saw the light, if we just allowed the light, the hope of the gospel to come into our situation would change.
Of course.
And then our perception would change. And then we'll be able to use our experience to bring light onto others. So it is time to win souls. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.